Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 20. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Wine produces mockers. Alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise. The king's fury is like a lion's roar. To rouse his anger is to risk your life. Avoiding a fight is a mark of honor. Only fools insist on quarreling. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. When a king sits in judgment, he weighs all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from the good. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure and free from sin? False weights and unequal measures, the Lord detests double standards of every kind. Even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure, and whether it is right. Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. If you love sleep, you will end in poverty. Keep your eyes open, and there will be plenty to eat. The buyer haggles over the price, saying, It's worthless. Then brags about getting a bargain. Wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but it turns to gravel in the mouth. Plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without wise advice. A gossip goes around telling secrets, so don't hang around with chatterers. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. An inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. Don't say, I will get even for this wrong. Wait for the Lord to handle the matter. The Lord detests double standards. He is not pleased by dishonest scales. The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way? Don't trap yourself by making a rash promise to God and only later counting the cost. A wise king scatters the wicked like wheat, then runs his threshing wheel over them. The Lord's light penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. Unfailing love and faithfulness protect the king. His throne is made secure through love. The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. Physical punishment cleanses away evil. Such discipline purifies the heart. Once again, that was Proverbs 20 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Character is who we are. It is also how we are known. How is your reputation? We all know that we can be misunderstood, and that none of us are without sin. But the Proverbs make it clear, some people choose to follow God in practical ways, and they are sought out for their wisdom, insight, and guidance. This doesn't just happen in their inner circle of friends. Others seek them out to get their time and hear their insights. Be cautious, though. Don't seek out a great reputation or don't try to become a guru that is sought out for your advice. Instead, just follow Jesus, work hard, do your job well, and focus on your character. God will do the work of growing your reputation and bringing people to you. Stay focused on Christ, letting Him shape your character. Anger and foolish words can ruin our reputations and lives. Alcohol and substances only make our words worse, referenced in verse 1, which is a big reason to watch what we consume. The anger of those in power can seriously hurt our lives, warning us in verse 2, and often it is better to just avoid the fight, advice given in verse 3. Good advice makes a huge difference in life, from what we just read about in verses 5 and 18, and is very valuable, written in verse 15. Our anger can lead to us insulting our parents, cited in verse 20, and it leads us to revenge instead of waiting for God to act, mentioned in verse 22. Our rash words lead us to making promises to God that we do not keep, derived from verse 25. We need to count the cost and fulfill what we promise to God. We have all experienced it. One foolish word tears down 1,000 wise words. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Do you have a godly reputation? How can you live so that God can grow a reputation of integrity around you? How can you guard your words today? Is there someone in your life who needs an apology for hurtful words you have said? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.